The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. During the past couple months, I've been having trouble with my right shoulder and arm and hand. It's been painful, actually, and with the pain of the muscles, with the nerves pinching it, I was not able to use my hand as much, which means I can't read Braille. And so it's been a big problem. Also with that, I can't take anti-inflammatories like Advil because of my stomach. I have had ulcers, and the doctor recommended I don't take anti-inflammatories, as that will just kind of make another hole in my stomach. So I've had to deal with some pain lately, and I've taken Tylenol to ease the pain, and now we've gone to the doctor, and he's scheduled some MRIs to kind of image to see what's going on to help alleviate the pain, because, heck, I don't like pain. I just as soon take a pill and be done with it so I can live my life the way I want. I'm guessing you're the similar way, that you'll take medicine to get rid of the pain or go to a doctor so he can help find out what's causing the pain so, again, it can be eliminated. All that with the backdrop of Matthew chapter 27, verses 33 and 34. They came to a place, Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. This is Jesus being led by the soldiers. Verse 34, there they offered Jesus wine mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused it. Of course, this is just before he was crucified. I find it interesting, don't you? He refused to take the wine mixed with gall. Why would he refuse that? Gall is a bitter substance made with plants, probably a narcotic, so it could deaden pain and help a person through a difficult time. But Jesus didn't want to deaden the pain, even though he knew what pain was coming. Nails through his hands, nails through his feet, being lifted up and dropped in the ground on a cross with excruciating pain in the shoulders and the chest. But he chose to refuse the medicine that would have helped him. Why? Because he wanted to heal those who are in pain. His mother, crying at his feet. What did he say? Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. He basically said to John, one of his followers, you take Mary to be your mother. To the robber, today you'll be with me in paradise. The robber realized his sin, his error, his wrong, and he repented. But also, he did this for you and me when we are in pain, when we feel alone. For Jesus said, I am with you always to the very end of the age. When we are fearful of death, I have overcome death. Do not be afraid. When we feel guilt, that's the whole purpose of him going to the cross, to take our sin, our guilt, so he can say to you, I forgive you. When we feel worthless, of no value, he says, I have chosen you. You are my child. When we feel trapped, in bondage, those who believed him, he said in John chapter 8, if you hold to my teaching, you will be my disciples. Truly my disciples, and the truth will set you, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And just a few verses later, he says, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. The truth is that he died for you and me. He died to take our sins. He died for you that you might be cleansed and purified and helped and made whole. He died so that we can go to the Father and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And so that we might be forgiven. And then 3 days later, he rose again from the dead to show that his death was the perfect death. He rose from the dead so that he might promise us life even after death and salvation, a place in heaven. Did you ever notice that he refused the wine and gall before going to the cross? But while on the cross, very near his death, probably around 3 in the afternoon, he had been on the cross about 6 hours. We think he was nailed there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Around 3 o'clock, he said, I thirst. And they gave him wine with vinegar and put it on hyssop and raised it to his lips. Now, vinegar does not deaden pain. In fact, what it is an astringent. It dries things out. But they gave him this wine and vinegar so he could speak a bit more. His mouth was totally dry. And what did he say once he received the wine and vinegar? It is finished. It's recorded in John chapter 19, verse 29. It is finished. The work of salvation, the plan of salvation, your salvation, my salvation. Because he finished it, because he took our sin, we will have no pain. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking all our pain and suffering that you did on the cross and dying. Though you were sinless, though you needed no forgiveness, you worked that for us. Your death was our death, so that your life when you rose 3 days later might be our life. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord, for modern medicine, as it does bring relief from physical pain. Oh, but thank you for the spiritual blessing of your death and resurrection, which gives us freedom from pain forever, spiritually, and newness of life. Lord, help us always to embrace that and live as one who is your child, forgiven, set free, no longer having guilt, no longer afraid of death. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net or just reply to the email if you receive the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus@not-alone.net.